Hey, Bart, can you come out and play?
No, I'm playing video games. Go away.
This is
your all-access source for everything gaming-related.
Thumbstick Nation!
With your host, Bart.
We have Super Double Vision.
You won't terrorize these people any longer. Fear is the only thing these people understand. One day, you'll learn.
Are you ready?
Injustice: Gods Among Us takes us into the world of DC Comics. As you take on the roles of such big names as Superman, Batman, Joker, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, along with some lesser-known names such as Black Adam, Deathstroke, Killer Frost, and Raven. Oh, and don't forget everyone's favorite lame fish-talking hero, Aquaman, who DC keeps trying to make cool, despite Aquaman never being cool in the first place. Injustice is your classic fighting game where it pits two fighters against each other until one of them beats the crap out of the other. Fighting games have come a long way since Street Fighter, and still works best in a two-dimensional plane, in which fighters can go left, right, or up. Injustice roots come from that of the 2008 fighting game Marvel vs. DC Universe, which turned the classic tiered fighting system into a progressive story. Of course, you're probably wondering, how can Batman, or even Joker, face a demigod like Superman? Well, it's all in a magic pill.
It's a durability enhancer. 5U93R.
How can a pill allow...
Kryptonian nanotech. Increases the tensile strength of bone and tissue by several thousand percent.
Or as Joker puts it,
with these, a bus could fall on us and we won't be hurt. Slapstick at its finest.
The most important part is how this all comes to be. Well, it starts with Superman doing exactly what Batman could never do. He killed the Joker in cold blood.
Think you'll ever love again? Maybe you won't kill your next family.
Nothing like a super fist to the gut after being tricked into killing Lois Lane, your unborn son, oh, and watching Metropolis being nuked. Yeah, Superman pretty much went crazy like that 90s song. That's always been my problem with Batman with this regard. He fights some of the most ruthless villains in comics, and all he ever does is lock them up. The Joker gets caught, escapes, kills hundreds of people, and Batman just locks him up in Arkham again.
Now run along, so I can break out of here. I've got lots of planning to do to top this.
Apparently Gotham must have outlawed the death penalty, which shows you why there's such a high crime rate. It's a pity this awesomeness of Superman killing the Joker is in an alternate reality. 5 years have passed in that alternate reality and Superman rules the world in order to maintain peace. And if you don't like it, well, Superman now enforces the Joker fist to the gut policy with extreme prejudice.
If they prefer chaos, I'll give it to them.
Metropolis and Gotham, I'll flatten them. Set an example.
Of course, Batman in this alternate reality needs help from his old superhero gang to access a weapon to beat Superman, but sadly a few are dead or allied with his enemy. So alternate Batman pulls our heroes from the original DC universe to help him.
The weapon's in the Batcave. I need your DNA to unlock it.
The convoluted story is entertaining as most comic stories are, except I felt there should have been a bit more killing. Thanks, comic book code. The fighting system is similar to Mortal Kombat's, except instead of a block button, you press in the opposite direction of the attacker, much like in Street Fighter. And the button's place is a special ability for each hero that is unique to them. Superman gets a short boost to his damage, while Lex Luthor gets an energy shield that protects him for a short duration. It adds a nice dynamic to usual light, medium, heavy attacks that you combo together. You have one round to remove your opponent's two health bars. Nice thing is there's a way to heal that second health bar. It's called Wager Mode, and it uses your super meter. While being attacked, you perform a certain move that puts you into Wager Mode. You secretly wager a portion of your meter against your opponents. Whoever wagers the most is healed if they initiated the wager, or does damage if they were defending against it. Nice thing is you also get some interesting dialogue when this happens.
Smile!
I am smiling.
Another nice thing is you get a cutscene when you activate a super move that uses all of your super meter. You'll have stuff like Superman hitting someone into orbit, then flying up and hitting them back to the planet's surface. Injustice is a fun game, and there's a lot of options and unlocks to keep you playing for some time. They have text-only mini-stories in the Star Labs, where you play certain heroes through special challenges that unlock more. Classic Battle Mode gives you a voiceover ending with a static image that functions as an alternate ending to the main campaign.
With Superman's regime toppled, new governments formed to take its place. New governments meant new customers for Deathstroke.
There are plenty of alternate uniforms, art, music, and challenges to unlock, usually through points earned from the experience system. Multiplayer is your standard fare of one versus one fighting, though they have a sort of King of the Hill mode in which one fighter fights all comers, one at a time, while trying to achieve certain feats to win the game. I did have a trouble finding a survivor match in multiplayer, which is similar to the King of the Hill feature, except your health does not go back to full after a match. I like Injustice's story, but I found the last portion of the story kinda weak. The graphics are nice as they tried to incorporate cutscenes with the actual action of the game. Sadly, there were some bad background textures, especially during the attack on the island and city scenes. The controls were nice, but I found the tutorial a bit lackluster. I got stuck for a bit when I was supposed to do a combo with Batman's Batarangs. I looked online and found out I wasn't the only person having this issue. While it is nice they added additional modes, it would have been nice if the Star Lab challenges had been voice acted, and instead of low quality static images that we actually got cutscenes. It felt like a cheap way to add extra content, and it looks that way too. In the end, I give this game an 8. It's a good game that suffers from minor issues, but it's still a fun experience. Injustice could have been a great fighting game, but it missed its mark just barely. Still, Injustice: Gods Among Us is a solid fighter that is great to play with a friend, especially if you love DC comic characters. I'm Bart, and this has been another Thumbstick Nation review. Next week, we jump into Warp Speed with Star Trek, and hope we're not blinded by the lens flares.